A special Philadelphia City Council Committee on Criminal Justice Reform is moving forward, as WHYY's Katie Colinari reports.
Committee leaders say they're building on the work being done by Philadelphia's Criminal Justice Advisory Board, which has applied for a $4 million grant to cut the city's jail population by one-third over 3 years. That includes many people who are just waiting for trial and haven't been convicted of a crime or have violated the terms of their probation. Keir Bradford Gray is chief of the Defender Association of Philadelphia and one of the committee co-chairs. She says one of her goals is to help those who'll get out of jail as a result of reforms.
So if I'm a person that gets released on an ankle monitor, I can go to programming, I can go to educational vocational training. If I have issues with domestic, I can go to some kind of pastoral counseling. A lot of churches already do this piecemeal, but they don't know how to relate it to our efforts here in the criminal justice system.
The committee will hold hearings to get input and will eventually release a report with recommendations. Council President Daryl Clark says it's a moral and a financial issue.
Because we can't continue to think that spending $35,000 a year on an individual to stay in prison is the way to go. That makes like no sense.
Although Clark spoke of the urgent need for reforms, he couldn't say exactly when the committee will issue its recommendations. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.